TikTok CEO Shou Chu was in the hot seat Thursday as a House committee questioned whether the popular social media app is addictive, unsafe for youths, or even a threat to national security. Republican Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington is chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. She welcomed Chu to the committee by saying TikTok lets the Chinese Communist Party collect sensitive information and control what we see, hear, and believe.
TikTok surveils us all. And the Chinese Communist Party is able to use this as a tool to manipulate America as a whole. We do not trust TikTok will ever embrace American values, values for freedom, human rights, and innovation. TikTok has repeatedly chosen the path for more control, more surveillance, and more manipulation. Your platform should be banned.
The ranking Democrat on the committee, Frank Pallone of New Jersey, said he agrees with much of McMorris's opening statement, saying big tech has, in his words, transformed the information superhighway into a super spreader of harmful content, invasive surveillance practices, and addictive, damaging design features. And he focused on TikTok's Chinese ownership.
And while TikTok videos provide a new fun way for people to express their creativity and enjoy the videos of others, the platform also threatens the health, privacy, and security of the American people. And I'm not convinced that the benefits outweigh the risks that it poses to Americans in its present form.
TikTok claims 1 billion users worldwide, including 150 million in the U.S. In his opening statement, TikTok CEO Shou Chu said TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is not owned or controlled by the Chinese government, but rather is private, based in Los Angeles and Singapore. And he added TikTok is not even available in China. Chu offered several commitments to the committee and TikTok users.
Number one, we will keep safety, particularly for teenagers, as a top priority for us. Number two, we will firewall protected U.S. data from unwanted foreign access. Number three, TikTok will remain a place for free expression and will not be manipulated by any government. And fourth, we will be transparent and we will give access to third-party independent monitors to remain accountable for our commitments.
There's no real evidence that TikTok has ever shared data with the Chinese government or the Chinese Communist Party, but concerns are widespread. Republican Congressmember Michael McCaul of Texas recently called TikTok a spy balloon in your phone. As such concerns have spread, the app has been banned from government phones by several states like Texas and Virginia. Canada, Britain, and other nations have also banned it from their staff phones. CEO Chu says TikTok is not controlled or manipulated by any government, but that did not convince lawmakers like Republican Debbie Lesko of Arizona. She read a list of countries that have banned TikTok from government devices, and she quoted FBI Director Christopher Wray saying TikTok screams out with national security concerns.
Mr. Chu, how can all of these countries and our own FBI director have been wrong?
I think a lot of risks that are pointed out are hypothetical and theoretical risks. I have not seen any evidence. I'm eagerly awaiting discussions where we can talk about evidence and we then can address the concerns that are being raised.
Several lawmakers have proposed legislation to ban TikTok, although it's far from clear how that would be implemented. There are also proposals from the Biden administration that TikTok be sold to an American company. Meanwhile, Chu's testimony did not appear to sway any minds on the Commerce Committee, where taking on TikTok seemed almost a surrogate for confronting China. For example, Republican Buddy Carter of Georgia, who says the Chinese Communist Party is waging psychological warfare through TikTok to influence U.S. youths.
Mr. Crew, welcome to the most bipartisan committee in Congress. We may not always agree on how to get there, but we care about our national security. We care about our economy, and we sure as heck care about our children. We sure do.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.